The Orange County Executive and County Health Commissioner joined New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney Thursday for a Facebook Live town hall. They answered questions ranging from when non-essential businesses may open to the viability of summer events. Republican Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse answered a question about Memorial Day, summer events, and fairs.
We're considering doing a virtual Memorial Day, which some counties and states around the country are doing. We haven't pulled the trigger on it yet, but it's in the works because we want to do something on it. We are still preparing to do the air show. We have concerts that were booked. They just really started ramping up the Orange County Fair Speedway again last year with concerts and things like that. So what we're trying to tell everybody, Congressman, and for the viewers is keep as many things scheduled as possible. Be able to pull the trigger that you can cancel them within 30 days.
The New York International Air Show at Stewart Airport is scheduled for the end of August.
The most people that we bury in Orange County pre-COVID and currently are veterans. And as you know, there's no military honors for them. So one of the things that was put to us today was maybe when we're through this in like 2 months, do we have all the families together and do this major military send-off?
Legoland New York rescheduled its July 4th grand opening to 2021. Another resident wanted to know about accessing campgrounds.
This is the permit season where they come with us and they go to the health department to get permits. And we've authorized those applications to come in now with the caveat that if things don't get better, they're not going to get authorized by the county health department.
Newhouse delivered some COVID statistics as of Thursday.
I am very optimistic where we are coming. We have suffered a lot. There's been over 300 people in Orange County that have passed away, 320, and that number continues to rise. We do have over 160 still hospitalized, but you know we had close to 400 a few days ago. So it's trended down over the last week and a half or so.
There were several questions pertaining to when businesses may reopen to get the economy going. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney's 18th district includes all of Orange County.
There's only one way out of this, and it's through, as they say in the military, right, Steve? There's no way up, through.
And, exactly.
And so I was joking that everybody wants to kiss the sailor in Times Square, but you got to win the war first.
Exactly.
And we are this close, I think, folks, to all the hard work we've done. All the damage we're suffering economically has to be in service of winning the healthcare battle. And you will hear people like me advocate for reopening. We just want to do it smart. We want to do it based on evidence. It's going to happen. It's not some big switch, boom, on, off. It's a dimmer switch, right? Somebody said it's not a light switch, it's a dimmer. I think that's a good analogy.
Newhouse, who served a six-month tour of duty in Iraq last year as lieutenant commander in the Navy Reserves, assigned to a Naval Special Operations Team, says tending to the COVID-19 crisis has some similarities.
It's almost that same regimented schedule. Every day you start your day, where are we? What are the numbers? What are the needs?
Back to getting businesses up and running. Newhouse says first, the number of confirmed cases needs to continue to trend downward, which is the current trajectory.
And we're ramping things up anyway. So when we get that green light, we talked to the stores today about how to do it. Restaurants are even considering putting it would almost look like a mirror when you walk in, and it would take people's temperature. So the lady or the man at the maitre d's desk would say, hey, sir, your temperature can't too high. You can't. So these things are already in the works for when we get started back.
As for retail stores, apart from supermarkets,
what we're preparing to roll out for, let's say, retail operations, Woodbury Commons, all the way down to a small mom and pop store, is similar to what you see at a supermarket. You'll have to wear a mask. You'll have to adhere to social distancing. When you are ready to pay for your product, you will be standing 6 feet away from the nearest person online. So there will also be limitations on the amount of people that can be in your store. So you might have to open at a limited capacity.
Newhouse says this is what state officials are telling him. One resident asked about trying to get through to the unemployment office, to which Maloney responded.
The state was completely overwhelmed. You've probably heard, and this is mind-blowing, that 30 million Americans have applied for unemployment insurance in the last 6 weeks. That is a mind-blowing number. It is 18% of our entire workforce. And those are just the ones who have successfully enrolled in unemployment insurance. So we are facing an unprecedented situation.
He told the resident a month is too long to wait and told him to call his office for help.
We just sent a bunch of names to the Commissioner of Labor yesterday to say, here are people we know about who, like you, have been waiting too long. But that they should be clearing through that backlog.
Meantime, Maloney says efforts are underway to better compensate healthcare workers.
We actually have some legislation at the federal level I've written that would get you compensated better this year. Treating your pay, you'll appreciate this, Steve, sort of like a hazard pay or like we deal with people's pay when they have to be in combat. We don't tax it. Get you better compensation for our healthcare workers. We could also, we're also probably going to have a compensation fund for people who've been injured or become sick the way we did, say, after 9/11 for responders. And there's a lot of private efforts now to say thank you to our healthcare workers and frontline workers and essential workers.
Orange County Health Commissioner Dr. Irina Gelman also took part in the town hall. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.